This afternoon, I packed a light lunch, tomato soup with parm, and a piece of naan. Then I strolled down to my local park, which happens to be right next to the Pacific. It's a warm, sunny day, and the sky is clear and seemingly blue. I'm wearing my big, floppy, pink shelter my poorly sighted eye from the sun hat, multicolored pants, and a smoky gray tunic. My backpack is filled to the brim with 4 library books, 1 notepad, just in case I need to jot down a thought or two, 1 navy blue travel pillow, 1 favorite green blanket, it's a total oxymoron, warm and lightweight, 1 fuzzy blue hoodie, which belonged to a guy I dated nearly 20 years ago, it's in excellent condition, by the way, 1 pair of black knitted booties with silver sparkles because the park is by the beach and it gets a little breezy in these parts, 1 snack bag of trail mix for my post-lunch healthy almost dessert, 1 personal pack of salted manzanilla pitted olives for my post-healthy, almost dessert savory snack, 1 bottle of hand sanitizer, 1 soup spoon, 1 cloth napkin, because cloth napkins are both save the earth green and classy, 1 cellular device, and 1 pair of Apple issue earbuds. I'm also carrying my easy-to-fold blanket with the handy shoulder strap so that I'll be able to lounge on the luscious green grass. It's a perfect Southern California afternoon, and I am acutely aware of the fact that I've spent way too little time outside in the last few months. In fact, I just moments ago texted one of my girlfriends to say, "My only regret is that I haven't spent more time enjoying myself in the past 20 years. But today, I have no regrets, not a single one." I'm pretty sure there's a woman over there with pink hair changing her clothes in the bushes. She's not doing a very good job of hiding, if that's the goal. A bit further down, there's a guy playing with his dog. He's speaking to his dog in this annoyingly whiny voice, and he keeps repeating, "You want to go home? You want to go home?" Because the dog won't comply with his request to go fetch. Maybe the dog is just as sick of his whining as I am. Having just finished my lunch, which was delish, by the way, I decided to crack open a book, but not before I put on a fantastic Sade House remix that one of my sister friends shared with me yesterday. It's that super hot fire. I'm reading Like the First Time by Frances Ray. It's the selection of the month in my book club. I'm only 4 pages in, and so far so good, but I don't know. The characters are relatable and it's an easy read, so I'm sure I'll enjoy it. You might be wondering why I packed 4 books in the first place, because I'm a Libra and I am notoriously indecisive, but only with books and food and when I'm trying to be accommodating to others. But I'm fiercely decisive in matters of the heart with boundaries and pretty much anything that I'm telling someone else to do. Yet and still, I haven't had enough days like this. For the past 3 years, I have been preaching about pleasure and delivering sermons on life and the pursuit of deliciousness, but I've also been trying to find optimal balance of work and play. So this is me choosing to unplug so that I can plug in. Because I really want to recognize pleasure in the mundane. I want to extract the deliciousness out of the bland. And I want to fill up on simple things and love the nuances of ease. Note to self, have more days like this.